All right, Marks and Reese, we're back live from the Citizens Bank Park NovaCare broadcast booth. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Finally, there's sunshine, Ike.
Yeah.
Finally.
And I've seen the little weekly
good weather
week. 5-day forecast, whatever it is. Yeah. Looks pretty good this week.
Yeah, there could be some showers tomorrow. But, yeah, so I went out, and because it didn't rain yesterday, only like a couple sprinkles, so I went outside to try to get my lawn done. I haven't done my lawn in a week, and it was so long, but it was really, really wet. So I got to go out and finish it tonight when I get home because there was areas that I just couldn't do it. It's almost ruining my grass.
Yeah. Like a jungle out there, man.
Holy cow. You're not kidding. I want to hear what Kevin has to say. So what's up with this? He's going to talk about your performance.
Okay.
In the autism. Now, I heard something, your pants ripped or something.
Yeah, the leg part got caught in the chain a couple times out there.
Oh, so it wasn't around your ass?
No. Oh. No.
Ben led me to believe that you split the pants.
No.
Like,
oh, right. Come on, Ben.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, yeah, I know.
No one wants to see
that.
So
on the leg, you're pedaling.
Yeah, because I'm pedaling, right? And it's raining so bad that I'm just drenched. We're all just drenched.
Oh, God, it was pouring.
Yeah,
on
it was pouring out there. So, you know. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, pumping, and the next thing you know, because of the pants, leg is so wet, it got caught in the chain. Yeah, got caught in the chain. Yeah, well, got caught a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got caught a couple times because I couldn't just raise my pants leg up. I guess I could have, but then I didn't have anything underneath.
Well, it was pouring rain.
Yeah, I was trying to keep warm.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. Yeah, here's the deal. Don't wear a bunch of clothes.
Loose clothes?
Yeah. It was like walking around with a laundry basket full of wet clothes on.
And here's another Ike Reese biking in the rain tip for the day.
Yeah.
Don't wear baggy clothes.
Yeah, don't wear a bunch of clothing. Yeah.
All right. Kevin of Roxborough. What's up, Kev?
Hey, first off, being the grandfather of an autistic child.
Yes, sir.
I want to say thank you, Ike. For what you did on Saturday, yep. And that was me in the police car yelling at you on a parkway.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
How'd he look, Kevin?
Remember that?
He looked miserable. That rain was beating the heck out of him.
Hey man, hey Kev, let me tell you. And you should have saw my face when I found out we wasn't turning around at the art museum, and I still had a little bit of ways to go.
You had to go 30 miles, brother.
Oh, man.
Did he do 30?
I believe I did 30.
No, yeah. Well, you were in the group that should have been doing 30.
No, I was in the group that was doing 15. Oh, I didn't even tell you I got lost, right?
Brother, what?
I missed one of the turns. Like, I missed the arrow,
were
right?
Were you the one going northbound on Broad Street from City Hall?
No. I got lost up in West Philly. So, yeah, I missed one of the...
You're like, what's Upper Darby and why am I here?
I'm like, hold on, where did the rest of the pack go? Like, where did everybody go? So now I wind up... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I did get to see... I saw Connor out there.
Yeah, he passed me up.
And then my partner that was in the car, he said, hey, this is Chewbacca. I said, Chewbacca? I said, dude, that's Howard Eskins.
So you saw Eskin out there ride.
Yeah, man. Yo, now, you talking about lost. He was. I felt bad for him. He was pedaling probably like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, but if it would have taken him a day, he would have done it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. But, yo, listen, all I want to really say is thank you. I mean, I really appreciate it because, like I said, being a pop of an autistic child, man, that meant a lot. I appreciate you, Ike.
No, hey, listen, we appreciate what you do, Officer Kevin. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.
There he is, Kevin of Roxborough.
And I do remember it too, because he yelled at me when I was heading towards the museum.
I was thinking he was going to say, "Oh, Ike looked pretty good, man. He looked miserable." I could see you. I could see the scowl, the Ikery scowl.
Oh man! Now listen, and then I got to a point where I got on Facebook Live.
You Facebook Live while you were going?
Oh, yeah, while I was riding.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. Damn.
That's how slow I was going.
Oh, my God.
That's how slow I was going. That's when I slowed down. Like, all right, I might as well talk to somebody.
So give me your route. What was the route that you took?
Well, we went up Broad.
All right.
Made a right down Chestnut, I believe it was.
All right, up Broad.
Yeah,
right.
Took Chestnut to, I believe it was 6th Street. Took 6th Street over to, or maybe it was 5th Street, over to Market. You come up Market, back towards City Hall. Then we went around that way.
Went up the Parkway?
Went up the Parkway, then up to the museum, and went to the right, not down Kelly Drive. As a matter of fact, they had Kelly Drive blocked off.
Yeah, there's the Regatta.
Yeah, so they took us up through where...
You took Spring Garden into Drexel.
Yeah, to Drexel. Yeah, we went up past Drexel.
Yeah.
Went past Chop Hospital, some of the university over there in that area. And then it got to a point where I didn't know where that's why I made the wrong turn.
That's where you were lost?
Yeah.
So how'd you find your way?
Well, I doubled back.
Oh, okay.
I doubled back, and then I just, luckily for me, when I doubled back, there were people coming, so then I just got back in the pack.
You got right back
in. Yeah, and I just started following them.
Ben, that sounds like a lot more than 15 miles.
Yeah.
I know it's not
and somehow we wind up coming up Washington to South Street.
And then there's that little bridge right there.
Yeah, and then we came back down South Street.
It really isn't, man. Like, if you bike to Norristown and back, that's like about 30 miles. So I don't think what he did was totally off.
All right. So 15.
It just felt like it was 30 miles to me.
Yeah, it would have for me, too. Yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't seem like 30, but it seems like more than 15. But I guess that drive up Broad Street really isn't that far.
Right.
It just feels like it's on all the lights if you're driving.
Woo. Listen. I've never ridden a bike that far in my life.
Nor will you again until you do one of these, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out next year. They're not going to lessen the amount of miles, and I took the smallest one at 15.
I think you and Trey should do the double bike, the tandem bike.
Trey had a good bike, man. Trey, listen.
Did his have a motor?
Trey shot out on me, and I didn't see him the rest of the ride.
Is that
right? He beat me in. Yeah, he beat me in. Darwin beat me in.
Well, I could see Trey being really competitive with it.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
But he's in tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I can't wait till he gets here tomorrow because I heard some things that, you know, like Trey got lost somewhere and then we didn't see Trey for a while. I don't know if Trey may have taken a shortcut somewhere and then headed back.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Like in the back of a flatbed?
So... At least that's what some guys were saying, but I don't know, man.
Oh.
I don't know.
Accusations. Well,
they left me, so I can't argue for or against.
We'll interrogate them tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.